this rejoicing Sunday, we'll start with a couple of laps. They are not related to the gospel or the readings today at all. The first one is that there was a man who drove in the country road, and all of a sudden he heard a big noise. He stopped the car, got out of the car, and looked, but there is no other car in his sight. So he got back in his car and went on home. The next morning, the police officer arrived at his door and arrested him for hit and run. And he hit the pig and he ran away, and it was unlawful for that town. And so he asked the sheriff how he could prove that it was him that ran over the pig. And the sheriff said to him, the pig squealed. The second story is, there was a preacher who delivered a talk at a meeting in his town. And he started out with some stories and some jokes. And there was a reporter sitting in the crowd taking notes. Then the next day, the minister also was supposed to give another talk at another event in town. And he saw the same reporter showing up, and he was going to use the same talk and same stories from yesterday. So he came to the reporter and said, "Could you not make any notes or write any stories that I tell you today?" And so he went on and gave a talk and repeat everything he said the evening before. And so this reporter had his article in the newspaper the next morning, with ending with saying, "The minister gave several stories that we could not publish." It's always fun to have a great sense of humor. And it's even better if we have a sense of joy in our hearts, because jokes or a little fun that we hear can fade away, but if we truly have that joy in our hearts, it will last forever. Today we hear in the first reading, the prophet Zephaniah say to the people to rejoice during their very difficult time, not because everything went well for them, but because God was in their midst. So he encouraged them to rejoice. And St. Paul today also said to the Philippians to rejoice always. To rejoice always. Sometimes it is hard for us to rejoice when we have to deal with a lot of things going on in our lives. But if we cannot rejoice, then there might be something in us that kind of, there is an enemy of rejoice that is fighting within us. Maybe it is because we are always trying to put down others so that we can look better and smarter, or because we always make mistakes and we feel terrible about it. That's what the sacrament of reconciliation is for. We receive the grace of God and we get up and we move on. So if we keep beating ourselves up because of our mistake, then we will never have that joy in our hearts and we can never move on with our life. And so also our society tells us that the more we have, the happier we are. But it is different, you know, with God. God wants us to have that joy. And it's so, and then the fear also. If we have fear, we always have that anxiety in our hearts. Because we know that sometimes we create anxiety that we do not need. And so many psychologists would agree that, you know, if we, the stress is not because of something outside of us that make us stressful, but it is how we deal with those things. And so how we deal with things in our life makes a difference. And so if all of those things that keep us from rejoicing, maybe it is time for us to take a look at that. And so today we listen to St. Paul. All the readings today encourage us to rejoice. I think Abraham Lincoln once said that something like this, that people are almost, most of the people are as happy as they make up their mind to be. And I think it is true too, you know, we can make up our mind to be happy or to be unhappy. And so today we are encouraged to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord is in our midst. In the midst of our preparation for Christmas, this is the third Sunday of Advent already. It's just a week ago away to Christmas. We are probably dealing with a lot of things. We might feel stressed out. We might feel that anxiety within us. Let us never forget to rejoice, because when we deal with all this anxiety in our lives, we forget about God is in our midst. So today we are reminded that God, the Lord, is in our midst. And let us rejoice.